planes that are flying, we all show up on this one airport and they meet on, you said, on the tarmac. We knew something was wrong then. Nobody does anything. Well, you have FISA warrants and nobody does anything. And nobody says anything and nothing happens.
You know why?
What makes you think? We have not seen any of these jokers go to jail.
But you've seen them get fired first.
Yeah.
Okay. And so therefore, you know, you remember that thing about quote unquote draining the swamp?
Is this the hierarchy?
Exactly. The hierarchy, when you had Strzok and Page, you had, what's the guy that fired 24 hours before he would get his full
pension?
He's going to jail.
Now, what are they going to jail for?
For conspiracy and sedition. They tried to overthrow a president.
What? No.
You'll go to jail first.
No.
Did you see where Nunes is coming up with 8 criminal referrals?
Okay.
But you know, these people do whatever they want
to
do.
And they don't go to jail.
They can make stuff up. You can file charges or whatever with anybody. And now they do it all the time.
Jeff, this makes no sense. This is what I'm saying, Jeff.
They cannot do a criminal referral unless there is something to have a criminal referral to. Oh. It is against the law for the Congress to send out a criminal referral on something that isn't criminal.
Let's say
if you think it's criminal and then you find out it's not. You know what I mean?
Okay, Jeff, let me say it this way. Have you ever heard me say this comment? Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Have we not seen crazy stuff happen? And we watch people get away with stuff, and we say, oh, my God, if it was me,
sure. And
they
know,
put me in jail.
And it's a game they play on both sides.
And that's correct.
They play that game on both sides. And well, what happens when it changes sides, what was once important is no longer important, and vice versa.
Different rules for different people, different levels.
The whole rule thing was there were people in place that were hiding the truth. That's why you had 2 years of investigation in the Trump, which was a false investigation, and no investigation until the IG was put on investigate Clinton and them.
We remember that, right?
I don't know whether you do or not.
At the beginning of this Russia thing, because remember, Trump walked into office in November when he first got elected, and they were protesting before we had the official count.
Right.
And he was misogynistic. And before we got to the inaugural, we were Russia.
Yeah.
And then all year before the ink could dry from him raising his hand and signing the oath of office, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. And you and I, and we've all said, there's no way. Okay. That wasn't true. We went through all of this 2 years ago in 2017. And for the last year and a half, we've been saying they have been on a wicked witch hunt. And
yeah,
no one listens.
We've been saying that. Us here on the radio.
I know you and I have said it.
Okay.
I know Mark Manji Sticks has said it. I've heard a couple things on – a couple pieces say it on the news.
Okay.
Okay. We've been saying this. And they have spent $27 million to prove that what I said was right.
Okay.
And what I'm telling you is – people do what they want to do. They go on witch hunts. They spend taxpayer money. They don't care about who starves when they spend our money. They don't care about what's going on.
That's always been the case. It's nothing new.
And you think they're going to go to jail?
That's nothing new.
As a matter of fact, the only people to go to jail is Martha Stewart, and that's because she was at a cocktail party. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to that. Remember that investigation? That whole investigation? All those people stole all that money, and we got 2 people. What's his name, Bernie?
I'm going to tell you that let's go back to 2016.
Okay.
When I said Trump is going to win this, you guys better quit fighting up against him. And so I'm bringing that up for one thing. To say it again, these people are going to jail.
I hear you.
Okay.
Nah.
Because Donald Trump is not going to let them not go to jail.
How can he do that?
Because they have them. They got Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac recorded. They have it.
Why hasn't it come out?
Because it ain't time for it to come out yet. You don't serve wine before the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you start an investigation and you start finding out things, yesterday we find out that the chief counsel to the FBI told them that Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted, and Comey and I can't think of the one guy name that they let go before he got his pension kept fighting up against him, and he said, "What she did is criminal. You have to."
But question.
Mm-hmm.
Just because someone says it's criminal, does that make it so?
Yes, when you're the chief counsel of the FBI.
No. Just because someone, it has to actually be that. Saying it does not make it so.
Why the H-E double hockey sticks would he say it if it wasn't? Point.
We found out with this, all the stuff that goes on, that there's always someone has an agenda on both sides. Someone always has an agenda for whatever reason. So
I rest my case.
But what I'm saying, but see, this is Jeff. I'm saying what's good for the geese is good for the gander until it gets to a certain level. And right now, what happens is people that should go to jail, people that should be investigated, people that should be indicted, you don't see that happen on. Let's go to Jussie Smollett. I'll take my break, and then I'll come back and tell you how this works. People do what they want to do, and they go to jail when they want to go to jail, but don't try this at home. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. Our number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
So now, what about him?
What? I'm going to tell you when I come back from break.
Yeah, tell us now.
Jussie Smollett.
The show is still on.
And we're live.
Yeah, we're on
Facebook.
That's
live. We're live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hello.
Facebook
people.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Pastor Ron.
You know, he can no longer use the U. He has to make it an E.
Why is that?
Not allowed. Jussie now.
He's Gussie.
Jussie.
He's Gussie. Gussie Smollett.
That's what. Who was it? Chris Rock? No.
They said Chris Rock.
Chris Rock said he's not allowed to use the U. He's Jussie now. Just plain old Jussie.
I want to talk about the Electoral College this morning also. Because I'm tired of ignorant folks.
Extremely ignorant.
I'm tired of ignorant folks. People need to go read a book. I'm not allowed to play that on the radio, huh?
You should.
Play what?
No.
Read a book. Huh?
Oh, never mind.
Read a book, play
a book. Let me play it.
What's read a book, a song? Play it. I don't know what it is.
It used to come on something, Schoolhouse Rock.
Remember?
Read a book.
I was Schoolhouse Rock.
Read a book. Da, 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 da. No.
Uh-uh.
That was Get a Job.
I got to find a clean version of it.
That was Get a Job. Oh, I didn't know there was such a bad version of read a book.
But up.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm in studio with Tanisha Blocker Perry, Jeff Green, and Dr. Hill. I'm Tracy Winbush, and we're glad to have you. We want you to join us. And our number is 516-595-8258. I said I was going to connect Jussie Smollett to this. Let's look at this. If I go down and come up with a bogus idea that can actually, it could have caused rioting in the streets. It could have caused a lot of damage with what Jussie said about the noose, the bleach, the mega, all that.
Right.
So if I go down there and they file charges against me, Tracy Winbush, here at Youngstown Court, I don't think the Paul Gaines and or the prosecutor, Limbian, is going to just let me fly.
Well, you're going to at least get a heavy fine.
But they're going to let me go through the process.
Yeah.
They're going to make me go through the process.
Yeah.
And they're going to get me. They're not going to just dismiss the charges.
Well, if
it's all in what you know, who you know. So when the Obamas make a phone call,
thank you.
They say, listen, we need to let this kid off. Somebody called me yesterday, an Alabama call.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him yesterday, and he said, you know, he probably has a good relationship with Jesse Smollett.
We know he does.
What?
And so I said, wow.
What?
We know he does.
So I just said, well, you know, but he knew him well enough for the Obamas to make a phone call. So I don't think the Obamas going to make a phone call for Tracy Winbush, do you? So when you make a phone call, so a phone call comes from Harry Kissinger.
So question.
Harry Kissinger.
Then why was not a more bigger deal made of it? If that, you know.
Let's do it this way. Smart people know. Uh-huh. That if you want to do something, you don't do it in broad daylight, close to the time. You can stretch a court case out from here to next year. We got people sitting in jail waiting for a case to come.
Right.
Jesse could have been walking the street, doing whatever he needed to do, laying low until everybody forgets who Gussie is. But no, we get an immediate phone call within 30 days and say, drop all the charges.
Well, the charges weren't going to get dropped otherwise because the police are livid about this. And that's not
as they should be. So, but I'm trying to tie this to the White House and what you're saying about the Clintons and Valerie Jarrett.
There's a big difference.
What's the difference?
Okay, once again, in Chicago, those people are staunchly in charge.
And,
okay, in D.C., they are not anymore. They are not anymore.
What do you mean they're not anymore?
What did I say? You saw how many people fired from the FBI right now?
Fired from the FBI, fired and going to jail is two different things.
I asked you about fired.
There are quite a few.
Okay,
five, six.
About 8 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, now these are senior level officials. Now these people did things to get fired for. Okay? Struck and Page is just another set of those things. You're talking about some of the other people, the lower underlings that were helping them out that have been fired. That's draining the swamp, okay? Now, once the swamp is drained, the good people that were there all along, they see that the swamp got drained. They're not coming back there and playing the same game. They're telling the truth on the situation now.
But we're not, Jeff, I agree with telling the truth on the situation. I agree that they've done
wrong. You're not getting me.
Listen, I agree that all this is going on. What I'm saying, the end result.
Mm-hmm.
People have murdered people and walked away.
They sure
have. Have you seen the Kennedys?
The Kennedys?
But
let's go back to the rape of the Kennedy guy.
But people with money, that's how the game has always been played with people with money.
Absolutely. The Kennedys,
yeah.
the Kennedys have what they say on Seinfeld is hand.
Have what?
Hand. They got control. They
got power.
Yeah.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
But it's always been that way.
And what I'm saying is,
it will always be that
way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's always been that way.
Jesse ain't big enough.
But I'm not talking about Jesse.
I said Jesse is not big enough, and he's not going to escape either.
But Jesse, I'm talking about, well, Jesse won't escape. But yes, well, he won't escape because he's too far down on the totem pole.
Like I said.
But those people in D.C.?
Uh-huh.
Those people, right now, they are having a hearing. Instead of letting Mr. Barr do his job,
yeah,
he is wasting time talking to a bunch of idiots
in the Senate
about nothing.
This is something to them because they know that the truth is coming out, and they're trying to find cover, and they're trying to bowl over the truth and act like it isn't the truth because they think something slick happened. It's not going to fly because the evidence is too strong.
The evidence is too strong, but we've seen smoking guns and people go walk down the street and shoot bubble gum.
I can't say that.
Because let me tell you, all of them, Phyllis, the only reason why Traffigant went to jail is because he ticked some people off and he fell on his sword.
He ticked off the Clintons.
But again, the Clintons. So we send him to jail because he ticked off the Clintons, but then we don't think these people are not going to jail. I bet you a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee is not enough.
Now, what will they go to jail over?
I mean,
for what reason?
They're going to jail for treason. they're going to jail
for trying
to overthrow the president.
They going to jail
with a soft coup.
No.
No.
See
what you got here.
No, 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 no. No.
No.
No.
What?
How many times have I never been wrong before?
Listen, but no.
You
no,
might have been
no,
right
no,
about
no,
Trump
no,
winning.
No,
I was
wrong about folks
wrong
going
about,
to jail.
I was right about everything that has happened since.
You ain't right about everything.
Every single
how,
thing.
What are you
because
right about?
Because I know
that?
The law.
What are you right about?
They,
the law does
what,
not tell you. Listen, there's
oh,
a
yeah,
law.
Listen, yeah, the
there's
law
a law, and then there's a power law. There's
when they
law.
Overturned his ban on several Muslim countries, and they tried to say it was a Muslim ban, and it was not a
okay.
Muslim ban. It was a ban from countries that do not vet their own
I
people.
Didn't disagree with you on
okay.
that.
A whole lot of people said
I
did, it.
But I'm not.
He's done now.
I didn't disagree with you
okay.
on that. That wasn't my thing.
Okay. When he said that the guy, the judge was too was because he was a Hispanic that he could not rule properly on his case. He was absolutely right.
Well, why was he right?
Because the guy belonged to La Raza. He belonged to
now, do we know that for a fact?
Yes, we know that for a fact. He belonged to both La Raza.
Listen,
there's
no,
a professional La Raza.
No.
It came out, brother. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It may come out.
See, first of all, I do this.
So you're telling me that they are corrupt judges.
Absolutely. They're absolutely corrupt
okay,
judges.
Okay, so when does a judge become corrupt? Because at some point, what happens is if it's something you don't agree with, it becomes a corrupt judge. Can
No. It doesn't have to do with that. It belongs in the rhetoric of the organization that they belong to.
But
if you have a judge that belongs to ISIS, I think that you would expect that he's going to rule against the United States.
Well, now, if those things are true, why was it not brought up?
It was brought up.
Hold on. The problem is, things are brought up. They're just not lingered like stupid stuff like Russia.
But why is it not?
Okay, this
because
is
of the media.
Because
is,
it, no, is it not in someone's best interest to have those things brought up?
Not in the interest of their agenda, because you have to understand that commercial news now, broadcast news or whatever they call this on 24/7, whatever they did.
Okay,
why
did not Fox bring it up?
Fox did bring it up.
They bring it up, but again, Fox is not as – people think that Fox is a conservative news organization. Fox is owned by whom?
Fox brought it up for a period of 6 months.
But they didn't linger on it like they're
– 6 months, Tracy. That's lingering.
Did they linger?
Yeah, months is lingering. I mean, if you hit it and don't touch it again – that's one thing. You have to watch. You have to watch not only Fox News, but you have to watch some of the opinion people on Fox.
But what I'm
and that was where that's where you can see that part at. I don't get my news from Fox directly.
But what I'm saying is more news is when I say news, I'm not talking about opinion.
Because right now, what you're listening to is
opinion,
and if something does not go your way, it becomes...
I don't listen to
opinion. Is it a bad law? Is it corrupt? You know, just because something doesn't go your way doesn't mean it's corrupt.
You listen to opinion.
I said I don't listen to...
That doesn't mean it's corrupt because something doesn't go your way.
I'm not saying that. I said La Raza. If you know what La Raza is, the organization is, it's a very, very violent organization of Hispanic people that said that they want to take the Southeast back from the United States.
So now, if he's a member of that, why hasn't someone come forward to get him impeached?
Oh, because it takes a whole heck of a lot of power to do that, and it might not be worth your while when you can replace him if you get a second term in office. It's not necessarily something that you need to do. Just like that Ninth Circuit ruled against him, that's going to be overruled again. Okay, because they are not paying attention to the law. They're activist judges, and that's what's going on. And this is the difference. We are now in charge, and most of the swamp is gone out the way, and we're going to add people to the Ninth Circuit to make the others not have that power that they had before.
But I'm saying, Jeff, the judges, the whole system is not – functioning well. It hasn't functioned well in quite a long time. And these people have dossiers, little tiny folders on other people around town.
And I don't know that.
And if you think these jokers are going to jail, and, now they get
and,
slapped
and
on
I don't
the
know
hand.
That. Do you think I said this without thinking about what you just said?
And that's all right. And I
know. Ask you a question.
I believe you thought about
okay.
it.
Okay.
But
you
what
better,
I'm telling
you, better believe I thought about
it. Did Scooter Lippy go to jail?
Scooter Libby?
Libby. That's what I said. Scooter Lippy.
Okay. Scooter
he
Libby.
He walked in the front door and out the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he didn't do anything to really go to jail for.
Was he sentenced to jail? I got to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he was sentenced.
You're listening to Tracy and
you
Friends.
You can
indict a ham sandwich. WHKZ-AM-1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
I don't want anybody ever to come back to me and say, you were wrong. that's how,
yes,
how thoroughly I do my homework.
You're 100% right all the time.
When I speak about when I
you are 100% right all the time.
When
is
I
that what when you speak, you're 100%
when
right
I
all the time.
When I speak on a subject like I am definitively 100%.
100%.
You know why? Because my father taught me.
I understand.
Don't
he ain't going
speak.
To jail.
Don't speak.
I understand.
Unless you know what you're talking about.
I agree. And
don't
and,
ask a question unless you know the
and
answer.
And you Jeff, no one is 100%.
One,
no one is 100% correct all the time. I wish I could tell you that
if
people
I
are.
See the dawn coming up and I tell you the sun is coming up, you're going to tell me, oh, it might not come up, though.
The sun's
going to
come up.
Tell me?
The sun's going to come up, but that's 100%. But no one is 100%
okay,
correct
that's
all 100, the time.
That's 100%. It's not 100%.
What, the sun not coming up?
That's right.
The sun doesn't come up every day?
It does. But
that's 100%.
But there's a day it's not going to come up. We do know that.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But you know man is 100% correct every time. And if he is, he walks on water. And if you
no,
don't walk on water,
no,
keep it moving.
No, if you don't know what you're talking about, you shut up.
That's correct.
Okay, so
but
I
no one is 100% correct
Tracy,
all the time about everything.
Tracy.
No
I cannot
one.
Speak on birthing. I can have an opinion on being a doctor, but this is the authority there because.
But he's not always 100% correct, even if he is proficient at what he does.
Once again.
Are you 100% correct?
99.9.
Thank you. Listen, he knows what he's doing.
I'm not talking about his proficiency. I'm not talking about him not knowing what he's doing.
Okay.
I said 100% correct.
Once again, if you listen to what I'm saying, you'll see that I'm not saying what you're saying. Okay. If I don't know it, I don't say it.
But even when
unless
we say
we're
things.
Just saying opinion,
even when we
no,
say things.
No, I don't.
No what?
No, I don't.
All
if
right.
If I'm not 100% sure,
okay,
I
got to come back up.
Say it.
All right. I got you on record.
Thank
I'm going to pull
you.
It back up.
Ooh.
100% correct. God is moving by his
see,
power.
You're lying.
I'm not
that's
lying.
Not what I said.
When you speak, you are 100% correct.
I said
correct.
When I speak definitively on a
subject, you are 100%
I am,
correct.
I am correct.
No,
if I give you a prediction, I'm going
to
be correct.
I have to come back
because
now.
I know it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Who's going to win the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, don't know that.
I got to come back. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. It's owned by the Moran family here locally, and we want you to call them when you need replacement windows, when you want siding. They are very, very good at what they do. They take good pride in it. They've got integrity, and they're locally owned, and they support local causes. They're in the Rotary. They take care of Beatitude House. They're a member of HBA, and you can find them on Southern Boulevard right there in Boardman, Ohio. Please call them at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Give them a call. They'll come out and give you a great quote, and they have affordable items for home improvement. So please, check them out. Dr. Hill is in the studio with me. Tanisha Blocker Perry is in the studio with me, Jeff Green. He and I have been arguing during the break about how he walks on water. And I'm Tracy,
see,
and I'm always
see,
wrong.
That's what I can't take, because that's not what I'm saying to you.
I understand. When you talk definitively about something, you're always correct.
If I just talk about it. If I talk definitively and I tell you
so now
how
what's,
something's
what's,
going to come
the
out.
Difference?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
And I tell you the end of the matter.
I understand.
It's going to be that end of the matter.
I understand.
Because it can't be anything else.
I'm done with that subject,
okay.
Jeff. I'm going to let you be, definitively correct 100%
okay.
about when you talk about something, because there's no convincing you that you will never be 100% definitively correct.
I don't think I am.
Okay.
But when I speak on it, I am.
I'll let you have it, Jeff. I said you're right. I can have an opinion. You missed it. I agree with you. You are 100% definitively correct when you speak on something that you're definitive about. And that's what you say, and we're always going to disagree on that. So I know how to back down and say, okay, I lost.
Okay.
How's that? I got a question.
Go ahead. Quest on.
It's just the thing. They ain't going to jail. Now, I want to know about the Electoral College.
Okay.
When are we going to educate? Let me do this way. Let me go back. David Clark, Sheriff David Clark, is going to come to Youngstown for April 30th for the Mahoning County Lincoln Day dinner. He's also going to be in Cleveland with me, with a co-sponsorship with Lou Frangos Group, who owns this beautiful building that I'm in, as well as the Ohio Black Republican Association.
What day of the week is that?
That's going to be on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And we're going to be having lunch up there. And inclusion politics is about educating people about things that they do not know. Inclusion politics is about educating people about things they do not know, things that you should have learned in government, American history, you know, process, civics, something. The Electoral College is a powerful tool. It's a simplistic tool, but it's complicated at some times. And people need to quit being ignorant about the process of how things work, because when you hear people say that you want to have California, Texas, New York, and Florida, possibly Ohio and Illinois, pick your president and everybody else should be blown out, it's just stupid.
Well, now you understand why that is.
Yes, because they don't want people to have power.
No. It's because when there's a possibility with the Electoral College that you could have a scenario, which has happened on several occasions.
What?
Where the person who wins may not have
the polarity vote.
The popular vote. That can happen in that scenario.
Right.
But we know that.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with
that. That's one of the quirks.
That's not a quirk.
In the system.
That's not a quirk.
That's not a quirk in the
system. That's not a quirk in the system.
That's why it happens.
That's why it is.
But when I say it's a quirk, you know that can happen.
The reason why it happens is you do not want.
You don't want. Just certain
states,
areas determining
the president of the United
president.
States.
Is it that way? This makes everyone has a role determining that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it has equal power across the states.
Yeah.
For all the people. That's why it's important, as the census is coming around in the next couple of years, that you actually participate in the census, because your census actually dictates your congressional votes,
right,
which dictates how the Electoral College is actually laid out.
And generally speaking, whoever wins the Electoral College is normally going to have the popular vote, generally speaking.
And at times, most times.
Generally speaking.
Unless it was like Donald Trump.
Right. Or George Bush.
Correct.
Did we ever look at what the founders said when they put the Electoral College in?
No, I did not.
But now you understand, if everyone's going to be honest, had Gore one, we would have still had the same argument. The other side would have said the same. Yeah,
no,
would have.
No.
Yeah, would have.
No, because understand something about conservatives.
No. You got to say human nature.
No, human nature.
Wait a minute.
What would have happened? It would have been, is not the legitimate president. That's human nature.
Let me ask you a question, Doc. Then why didn't we do it when Obama won twice?
Because Obama
had the popular vote and electoral college.
So what?
Why didn't we say
we need to get rid of this Electoral College?
Because it matched. Because they didn't match, that's what you're going to have. We would have had it regardless. If it didn't match, no matter who would have came out on top, you would have had the same scenario.
No, you would have.
No, now don't get me wrong.
You're being disingenuous if you say you wouldn't.
No, Doc Hill, now hold on. Let me say it this way.
Yeah.
Had Hillary Clinton won, we would be doing the same investigations that we're doing with Trump. Okay? So we
sure.
Are, okay.
Sure you would.
I will
yeah.
say that, human nature.
Sure.
The Electoral College is a little bit different. We have to understand the...
No, had, no wait, wait, wait. Had it been at Hillary Clinton won...
We would
wait,
be
wait, 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 wait a second. Wait, wait, let me finish. Had Hillary Clinton won the Electoral College... but not the popular vote would have had the same thing.
No.
Yes, we would have.
No, we would not.
Oh, come on.
No, we would not because Republicans are different than Democrats
you're being disingenuous.
No, I'm not.
Donald Trump would have raised holy you know
no,
what.
No, because he didn't think he was going to win.
But he would have
raised it.
He would have raised it. Because he could. Because he could.
He didn't think that he was going to win anyhow. He didn't even have a speech ready.
But he would have raised it because
he could. But you have to understand the Democratic Party makes sure that their electorate does not understand political process, because if they ever understand political process, they will question what Democrats do.
Here's
the Republicans and the conservatives are a little bit more technically savvy when it comes to electoral process.
But I'm saying, but had to you say they are savvy, they understand it better.
That's
yeah.
correct.
They, but had the results been,
they would not have flipped.
Sure.
No, because our problem is people do not understand the Electoral College.
Sure.
We do not. Let me ask
because
you. Hold on, Doc Hill.
Yeah.
Tanisha, how old are you? Talking the mic for me. Pull the mic to you.
I'm 24.
You're 24. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the Electoral College?
I understand that it makes states either red or blue.
But do you understand how it works?
Majority.
You know that's arbitrary, red and blue, right?
It is. It is.
That's arbitrary.
But do you
it could be purple and green.
Do you understand what? Do you understand how it works? Did they really teach you? Because you're young. You've been in school closer than I have. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember them teaching, the really breaking it down so people, because the young people, when they go to vote, at 18, they really have a thorough comprehension of the Electoral College, how it works, and why it's in effect.
I don't think they didn't teach us how our vote goes into, like, what the process is from our vote to the Electoral College.
That's what
like,
I figured.
That's correct. And if you don't teach you the power of your vote, how it goes into the Electoral College, how the college is actually picked, and how the rules are defined, people don't even understand that when they vote for the Central Committee
of
or
a party.
Either party, we determine how the Electoral College actually maneuvers in our state for that party. So people vote for me as for State Central Committee, but they don't know what I do because they don't understand the power of what that person is doing.
So you're like the Godfather.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty
That's
much.
A good way to put it.
Listen, the founders.
Can you do me a favor?
No.
No favors. The founders.
Hold on, Doc.
I came to you.
Now hold on. I can't talk over Jeff. What are you saying? Jeez, old man.
The founders said that the reason why they put the Electoral College in is because they knew that New York and the East Coast was heavily, heavily populated at the time.
Probably New York and Philadelphia at the time. Probably.
Right, and they did not want those two areas to be able to take advantage of the rest of the country and not have a say. So they put in electors. And those electors would go, if that state had a majority of people that were Democrats, then that state's electoral votes would go to the Democrat. If that state was the other, the Republican, then that the majority went to that. Some states voted to do, I forgot the terminology for it, but if they split the vote.
That's for delegates.
Yeah.
Not Electoral College. That's delegation by congressional district.
There's
New Hampshire, I want to say. They do something wonky.
No, they don't do it by
Maine.
They don't do it
Maine does
something wonky. It's really
yeah.
weird.
Well, that might be so, but the other one's the apportionment is what it's called. If you got 60% Republican and 40% Democrat, then 60% of the electoral vote would go to the Republican and 40% would go to the Democrat.
That's only two states.
Well, it doesn't. I'm just saying that states do that.
States do that. There's two states, and I think it was, you said it was Maine.
Maine has something real funky.
Maine, there's like 2-1 or something like that. They only have 3 votes.
Yeah.
And they got 2-1. But I'll say this, the Electoral College, you have to understand, when they thought I was a part of the Electoral College during the 2016 election, I got notes, mail, all that kind of stuff, to please change your vote and do not vote for Donald Trump.
Luxury trips?
No. The problem is they don't realize that every college is picked by the candidate. The college is picked by the candidate for the state. So whoever wins in the state of Ohio, because you choose that by the consensus of between the Republicans and Democrats when you go to the RNC and they lay out the rules. That's why you saw Michigan one year got in trouble. Their votes weren't going to count in the primary because every state controls their
right.
own college and their own electoral process.
Right.
So the delegation is different than the Electoral College. The Electoral College is picked by the candidate. So I was picked by Donald Trump's candidacy to go to the college. Hillary Clinton had her own college. Had Hillary Clinton won the state, her college would have gone to the state house.
Right.
Since Donald Trump won, his college went to the state house. So more than likely, those people who are going to the state house as the Electoral College are already inside of your team. It's not like they're going to change their vote when they got there.
Right.
Well, we understand that.
People do not understand that.
No.
Because they don't realize that I was already chosen by the candidate, not by the people.
And here's also the deal. They're telling us that they keep saying, in our democracy, we are not a democracy.
We're a republic.
We're a representative republic, which means we hire representatives to go and represent us in Congress to do our bidding and do our will. Unfortunately, our local to just announce presidency doesn't do that for his people.
Doesn't
here.
Do what? What doesn't Tim Ryan do?
Tim Ryan does not do anything for his people. But see, I guess he stands up there and looks good and speaks in a nice voice and everything is fun. You know, but he's having great fun, but the people here we're behind everybody else in the country as far as development.
Oh, Mahoning Valley?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a whole other story, Jeff. You've gone another way. We'll leave that for the next segment.
Same story.
That's not the same story. Tim Ryan is a rock star.
Yeah.
Come on. So, listen, Raphael's on Facebook Live, and he's talking about, listen, Raphael, you may say he's talking about the reason why the electoral, and it has to do with voter suppression. It doesn't have to do with voter suppression.
No, there's no vote.
Don't get me wrong. Voter suppression comes with ignorance. See, laziness. If you want to see a suppressed vote, you show me ignorant people, and I will show you suppression.
People in Africa get, I think, one day to vote, and they have to walk miles
to get there. God.
And they get out in whatever weather it is, and they go vote. People here talking about this stupid, backward suppression. If somebody suppresses your vote, and it's not details at 11. You deserve for your vote to be suppressed. You need to not let your vote get depressed.
And Raphael, when you talk about the discount, he was talking about the electoral college and discount of slaves and their votes. That's not what
it has to do with you totally have that wrong.
And
he's talking about the three-fifths rule.
That's right. That's something different. You didn't confuse some stuff. The electoral college had all of these with equalization.
And
you're listening to Tracy
and
Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Tanisha Blocker Perry, Jeff Green, and Dr. Hill. I'm Tracy Wimbush, and we'll be right back.
We need to have a Saturday civics class. That's what it is.
Well, ain't nobody going to show up
with
a civics class?
Yeah, they will.
If you have free food.
You have free breakfast. They'll be
there.
I got to feed them?
Of course.
You got to feed them.
Come on now.
They don't go to school after
you
time
have to
if
have
you
a
don't
reason
feed them.
You don't know your American history, Tracy. You need to read some American history, voter suppression. In black communities is over 100 years old. Are voter suppression? Are you kidding
me? 100 years ago.
Hold on. You can't suppress a vote if you don't vote. So I don't want to hear it. Shut up.
Voter suppression in black communities 100 years ago was they didn't allow you to vote.
That's suppression.
Internet, Tracy and Friends.
Tracy and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but right
like
now that's
com
not the case.
Facebook, Tracy and Friends.
TRACEY.
Mm-hmm. AND.
That is not the case. If they move your building because there's too much going on and the schools don't want to have people walking through that school during the daytime.
And you don't say anything about making the laws and having in session days. We have that day off. They take off any other day they want to take off.
Right.
They can't take off election day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, think about this. They take off any other day that they think they want to take off for in-session days, for school, for parent-teacher conference, but they can't take off an election day so people can come in the buildings that are local to them that they pay for.
Lady down in...
But now everybody can't take off.
We're talking about teachers.
Every teacher can.
We're talking about schools.
So the school can be open.
So people can come vote.
Okay.
They don't want to close the schools on election day.
Why not?
I don't know. But they want me to.
Snow days.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
So guess what I'm going to do? I'm not supporting any more school levies until we start voting in the schools.
Voting in the schools, and not only that,
why requiring.
And come back.
Why can't you?
Okay.
I got to get a fan in here.
No, it's you.
It's not really that hot in here. Turn the air on.
It's you.
Turn the air on.
Hey, we're back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your next replacement windows, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. In studio, I have Tanisha Blocker-Perry.
Do you know her?
No.
Okay.
Introduce
yourself.
Actually, I saw her downstairs and said, "Do you want to come upstairs?" And she said, "Okay." And I said, "All right, come on up." And she came. And she told me her name was Tanisha. She's a pretty little girl. So I said, "Tanisha, come on up." So her name is Tanisha Blocker-Perry.
Okay.
Jeff Green. I've got Patches in the studio with me, and I got Dr. Hill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm up to the end of the day. I'm having a hot flash, or I'm going to get a fan in here or something, because it's hot in here.
You make an appointment, I can prescribe something for you. Just pay your copay.
I get to pay my copay
front? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it hot in here?
No.
Oh, it is.
It is. You know I have Saturday office hours. I'm making it convenient. For real.
It's hot in here.
Oh, it's cold.
It is hot in here. I'm so hot.
It's so hot in here.
I'm so hot.
It's getting hot in here. Tracy's going through the chains. Tracy's going through the chains.
Hey.
All right,
okay,
where are we going?
Tony Evans. Let's do that for a minute. Tony Evans warns Satan attacking biblical manhood. He's right.
Oh, absolutely.
And we need an understanding that it is not. You know what, Raphael? I'm not watching your comments anymore today, because you have just gone south on me. He's talking about gerrymandering by the GOP is a form of voter suppression.
Oh, stop it. Stop the gerrymandering stuff. When you guys get in control, you do the same things and make districts that are all Democrats, which is why we have Tim Ryan today.
Great.
Stop that mess.
That's the most objective thing that's been said all day. Both sides do it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They both do it. And,
yes.
And there's none of this, you know, the Democrats want 100% rule and power. That's why they're letting people walk across the border. Carrying out all manner of diseases,
trying to swim it. They're trying to turn Texas purple.
That's right.
They're trying
for
to
the
turn
future.
Texas blue. And if they can turn Texas blue, they'll be happy. That's why they're letting them come into Texas.
They may not make it in 2020, but by 2030,
now,
you might be having
now listen,
a purple.
I'm
a
not
purple
always
Texas.
Right. See, Jeff is always right, but
I'm not always right.
But I will tell you this: 2020, unless Michelle Obama is on the ticket. Y'all can say hello, President Trump, four more years.
You think so?
Who's going to beat him?
Everybody's going gaga over the guy in South Bend.
Oh, the South
Bend gig.
Is that?
He blew it, though.
How did he blow it? What did he say?
He attacked evangelicals. He's done.
What did he say?
No, that if you have a problem with who I am, then you have a problem with my creator. And
I think he played that well, actually.
He can play it well all he wants.
He played
it
well.
Going over in Evangelicalville.
I don't know. Now, I'm going to tell you now, if you want to be honest about it, you know, a lot of people who run around claiming all this, that, and the other, you look in their closet and you find all kinds of stuff.
Hey,
you know,
everybody is nothing but a poor sinner saved by grace.
Yeah,
there's a possibility.
But the ones that yell the loudest are usually the ones that.
I don't know
yeah.
about that. I don't know about.
Oh yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't know about.
Oh yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know that they called him Diddy.
Who?
Neither did I.
King Diddy?
Huh?
Neither did I. He raised a lot of money.
Not that guy. Bibi Netanyahu.
Oh, BB.
That says Diddy.
That's BB.
You can't read.
B-I-B-I is Bibi.
That's how it's pronounced.
I don't care how you pronounce it.
In English, it's B-I-B-I might be that.
I don't care how you announce it. Bibi
but in the
Bibi.
Country.
Now, they might call it
Bibi.
Bibi is B-E-B-E. But Bibi is Bibi. B-I-B-I.
Bibi, no. He's a mensch.
That's right.
That's not the hood spelling.
And let's explain this. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't tell me that Bibi... That I can't read because
okay.
I say B and you say
Bibi,
I.
Bibi won, right?
Bibi won.
All right.
He's in power.
We needed Bibi to win.
We needed Bibi to win. I said name Bibi. I like Bibi.
Bibi.
I like Bibi and Bibi.
Oh.
Well, Tracy, we're so glad that we won. It's over.
That's my dude.
For another
I love
time.
Him. I love him. I like him.
I sounded more like Kissinger just now, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Dad called him Henry or Hank this morning.
You no, you said Harry
same
Kissinger.
Thing. Same thing. He is Harry.
Harry Kissinger.
Have you seen him?
He's old.
He's Harry.
Oh, I guess.
Harry means a lot of hair.
Harry?
Okay.
He's so
got
a lot of hair.
He's got adrenaline problems.
Okay.
Adrenal?
I don't know.
Adrenals? Okay.
Adrenal problems?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
But he did win, and that's a good thing. Is he considered a Zionist?
Yes. Course.
Is that a good or a bad thing when it comes to Israel?
It depends because...
Isn't that anti-Semitic or something?
No.
What?
No.
Zionist?
No. It's like a reformed Jewish sect.
It's a belief, and how should I say it, that Israel is the home of the Jews is because it is Zion.
Right.
For them, I'm not getting the whole message, and so this is a place where I'm not totally correct. I'm showing you what I mean.
We're not being definitive. Not definitive.
No, it's not definitive.
We're not
because
definitive.
I don't know it.
Okay.
Okay. And so therefore,
Go to the point. I got a minute.
So here we go. The Zionists, of course, believe total. Reclamation of that land for the Jews. And that's what's going to end up happening either way.
What's
going to
happen? Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. I hate, you know, I hate the Palestinians don't have a land, but.
I can't help that.
Nobody else.
It was a bad land for them to take over. They should have read the book.
They should have read the book.
If they had read the book, they'd have known.
They never formed a country.
Until
Arafat.
Yeah, listen to this. They got to understand this. You need to read the book to find out where you're going, because if you don't read the book, you'll end up in Israel and they will kick you out because you can't have it because it's not yours. So there's a piece of land in this world that you need to read the book. And if you think that you're going to take over that piece of land and do anything in it, bad idea. Go take the United States. Go take China, Russia, Australia, Africa. You need to leave Israel alone.
If you want to look at something, go to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's book of mysteries, and he tells you about how all of these things transpire.
He's coming on with us soon.
Very well.
Jonathan Kahn's coming on with us.
That's my cat.
I'm looking forward to having him on with me again. That's my friend.
Yeah, he came on with a few times before.
Several times, and so he's coming on. Glenn Morton's coming back on with me. I think Perry Stone's going to try to get him while I'm here.
Oh, I'd love to get Perry.
I'm going to try to see if I can possibly get Tudor Bismarck. We're going to have a series of people coming on, both secular and non-secular, to talk about things that are going on in the country, in the world, and the surrounding us.
Absolutely.
And you need to have that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know your biblical history, you won't know what time you're in your natural history. So I'm looking forward to that. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends, and I want to thank Window World for allowing us to make this happen. We have other companies that are coming on with us in the next couple of weeks, and I'm excited about that. I want to thank all my co-hosts, and we are growing, and we're supposed to disagree. That's what this is about. It's supposed to make you think.
Oh, yeah,
just
definitely.
Because you disagree.
Reminded me of old times.
Just because you disagree does not mean you are disagreeable.
No.
And you need to learn how to debate, to disagree, to banter, and then walk out and have a cup of coffee and go off to the next day.
Especially if you're paying. I'll drink with anybody.
Who's paying for what?
I ain't gotta like you.
Well, Mark wants a what does he drink?
Mark who?
Mark Maggi.
don't know. I've never seen him drink anything.
What?
I've never seen Mark drink
anything. Oh, my God. Mark, where you at, man?
Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends again here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. It's Testosterone Thursday tomorrow?
Yes, it
is. So y'all enjoy the day, and we'll get back to you.
Is that going to be a Testosterone Thursday?
Absolutely, because I'm not showing up.
Okay, we're down, right?
Mm-mm. No. We're still on Facebook. Now, you're on Blog Talk Radio, too, right? Okay. Someone asked me, so I want to tell them.
Yes.
Facebook.
I have a following, so I'm going to take over the show shortly.
Hey, thanks, Josh.
That was a good argument.
Well, yeah, well, but, you know, I think May, I'm good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
May's good?
Yeah, I think May be good. Be good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, you know, what was that? Okay, I know what that is. That I took off the feed.